This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Episode number 111.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Because I don't trust you. Anyways.
What did you watch this week? My name is Mike.
My name is John. Mike actually went to the Nerdy Legion website, went through all the different pages.
I looked at the analytics and different stuff because I went there to check the episode number and I forgot to do it.
Yep. In true Mike fashion, he got off topic and just skidded out onto the street.
Went out of control.
Yep. Really. And then came back and went, oh, I forgot to check the number. And I said, why did you need that? And he goes, because I don't trust you.
Because I don't trust you to tell me the right number. Because a couple weeks ago, you gave me the wrong number.
And it will happen again.
And then called me out on it. And yep. Then it's not like you edited it out, the mistake. You just leave it in there and be like,
hell no. Hey, you made that decision early on. You said, I think we should leave everything in there.
Yeah,
It'll be entertaining.
You know what? It is easier, though. I mean, think about it. We record, you just go home, convert to MP3, slap on the bumpers, and done.
Oh, would that it were that easy. Because it records in M4P, which is a video file.
I said convert it.
So I got to convert it. Then I'm going to slap stuff on, convert it to a WAV file, so I can put it through the levelator.
Yeah.
And so then I can convert it back to an MP3.
I do post podcast 1,000 holes.
That's true.
I do all that. So I do understand. I do all that. So I understand.
So we don't have a lot of shows to talk about this week, but we got a lot to talk about.
I have a ton of news to talk about.
Yeah, mostly trailers and such.
Trailers, canceled shows, renewed shows, returning shows.
New shows.
New shows. I got all kinds of things to talk about, actually.
I got a couple movies.
I don't even know if I watched a movie. That's funny.
I got three.
Sweet.
Although one of them's a rerun, so.
That's okay.
So,
I'm still watching a lot of Scrubs.
Oh,
but it's season 6 now.
Whoa.
Midway through season 6.
Nice.
I'm getting closer.
It's getting closer. Brighter and more colorful. And
yes. Well, you know, it's amazing when you sit and watch a show like that, you see the evolution of a character, like Dr. Cox went from just being hard-ass all the time to now he's a lot more lighthearted and this and that. But then again, if you look, he went from being single and miserable, now he's in a relationship, now he's got a kid, now he's got a second kid. So it's the softening of.
Right.
But I caught the out of order episodes again this time around watching it. And it's the one where he shows up he shows up bald one episode.
Yep.
And then the next episode Laverne dies or gets in the car crash, and then the next episode he shaves his head.
Yes.
Yeah. So, cuz the one that he shows up bald in is a clip episode. Mm-hmm. So they put it in out of order. So, as soon as I saw, I was like, he didn't shave his head yet. That's in two episodes.
Awesome.
So we're talking about shows that took place prior to May 13th, Mother's Day. Even though we're recording this on May 19th.
Yes.
Because, well,
Mike's work schedule kind of has gotten shortened.
Well, John went from working with me to working at a new job where he works Monday through Friday, weekends and holidays off, 8 to 5.
Right.
This past week, I had Saturday, Sunday off, and then I worked Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Yep.
My son had two baseball games, and in that respect, we don't have time to record in the evening.
Right.
On those weeks.
And it's not like I can wake up early in the morning.
No.
I'm not going to be like, I'm going to wake up at 5 and go record.
While I'm at work.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen. Yeah. So we tried to squeeze it in, but there's just too much going on. And then Friday night, you had plans.
Yes.
And my wife and I went to her birthday dinner, which her birthday was in March, but I was laid up and we couldn't go, so we went last night to the Sedgwick, Friday night to the Sedgwick place. It was good.
Good?
Yeah. So anyways.
So that's why we're recording late.
Yeah. And so if we get confused, maybe, it's because, Supergirl was on almost 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
for instance.
Yep.
But I don't trust John, and I have it up in front of me. Anyways. We're going to talk about Westworld last.
Are we going to do it after all the news and everything like that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We are accommodating to our fan.
Or do we just want to put Westworld on first and say skip ahead?
Nah.
Okay. You know, we'll put Westworld on and then all the news.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess Supergirl.
Supergirl. This is... this episode was okay. It felt like they suddenly realized, oh my god, we've only got two episodes left. We have to really cram some stuff in here. Because we got all three of the world killers together.
Yeah.
And then we saw the death of two of them.
Yeah.
Like these unkillable creatures.
Rain did yeah, Rain did a number.
Yeah, well... But it was the Plague Girl and what was it? Pestilence,
yeah.
And Purity went at each other because Purity like still kind of has some humanity left in her, and she's like, you know, oh, you said that no being could harm one that's as tough as us. Well, I'm as tough as us, and she goes after Pestilence, and Pestilence is like, motherfucker, I'm taking you down.
It's literally the net. Okay, so. Episode 16, they got the three of them got together. Episode 17, two of them kill each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is the one where they're doing that little weird chant thing where they're like standing in a circle kumbayaing. And, you know, it's bringing an eclipse because apparently that's how they kill the world is they block out the sun. Oh, and there's been an awful lot of back and forth with the solar powers of the Kryptonians when they're on Earth. Most of them, though... Like, Superman's been buried underground. He's been able to dig himself out because his reserves were getting low.
Exactly.
But, like, in this one, they're like, oh, no, the sun's going away. As soon as it goes away, you're powerless.
Nah, it doesn't work that way. It takes a while.
Yeah.
It's like a battery. It has to wind down.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, remember when she drained herself with her heat vision? Yes. She went too much.
And then she had to recharge.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
I hate it. That, to me, that's, oh, I've used the term before, but it's like circumstances of the week. We're going to add this.
Yeah.
Caveat in there. Caveat of the week for her powers.
Yeah, it's lazy writing is what it is.
Well, okay. And then Rain absorbs both of their powers.
Yeah. Because apparently that's a rule.
Both Purity and Pestilence. And so essentially she's like DeVoe?
I was like, did they just borrow this from Flash?
Flash and Supergirl have now made these all-powerful omniscient beings that absorb other people's... Is she going to now... Because there's four episodes left after this one.
Holy God, really?
There's 21 episodes this season.
Wow.
Yeah. They finish up in June. June 4th.
Damn.
This will be the last, this will be the long, well, because of Legends, this will be the one that sticks around or whatever. Right. You know the moving Supergirl is the moving Supergirl this Sunday in the fall.
They are.
Just her alone or?
Nope. She's going to be, it's going to be her and then Charmed.
Oh, okay.
And then Monday will be Arrow, and Tuesday will... I think it's Arrow and Legends, and then Tuesday will still be Flash.
And then we don't care about Black Lightning because...
That's after Flash.
It's not part of the universe.
Right. But yeah, so I didn't realize they had that many episodes left. This is going to be annoying.
Yeah.
Because a lot of this was an annoying thing. You know, this was them interrogating Lena and being like, well, how did you keep her down there? And she's like, I use kryptonite. Where'd you get kryptonite? Oh, it was Lex's. Well, we can't trust you because you kept it from us. You didn't tell us that you had kryptonite. Right. Well, I did it for my own reasons and I was trying to protect. And then, you know, she tells James at the end, oh, by the way, he goes, I'm Guardian and I broke into your place and looked to see if you had any more kryptonite. You don't. So you're okay. And what I did was okay. And she goes, oh, well, as long as we're telling each other huge lies. I got the kryptonite myself. It wasn't Lex's. And he's like, oh, damn. It was annoying.
Yeah.
It was just like, why did we have to bring Guardian back?
I was about to say, I was happy that Guardian hadn't been around for so long. And then now that he's back, it's almost like, boo.
Yeah. Let's suit up Guardian and send him on an infiltration mission. The guy in a giant metal suit, clang, 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 infiltrating. Why not just send a drone? You know, could have done the same thing.
Stop making sense now.
When Rain absorbed the powers of those other two world killers, for no reason, literally no reason, she's just standing there and they both die. And then it was almost like the Highlander, you know, the powers like fly out of them and fly into her. It made no sense. It was ridiculous. They should have just been dead.
Right.
You know, they did.
Right.
It's not like she walked over and like touched them to suck the
They're
powers
out. They're not Highlanders.
Right.
There cannot be only one.
Exactly.
It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
lazy writing.
Very lazy writing. I didn't like that at all. And of course, you know that they're going to beat her in the end by bringing out Sam. You know, they'll remind her of her daughter. We got to remember that you're a human, really, and you're not this Kryptonian badass beast. And
I mean, isn't her daughter Ruby?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you said, who's Sam?
Sam is the woman.
Oh, bring out Sam. I forgot Rain's name was Sam.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're gonna draw her out. Because we got to see that when they were doing their little Kumbaya chant. We got to see the, whatever it was, the Phantom Zone, the Shadow Realm.
Right.
Where their human alter egos were being kept, and they were carving stuff into trees so they could remember who they really were. I don't know. I like some of the exchanges between Brainy and the team, or Wynn and Brainy.
Yeah.
Like, there was one in particular there where they were going to get knocked out, you know, so they could go into that Shadow Realm. And when Brainy's like, you know, would you like me to count down from three? They're like, would it help at all? No. Click.
I do like Brainiac's character quite a bit.
Yep.
Of between Mon-El and Brainiac and the other, I actually like him the most.
Yeah. I think he's the coolest.
I'd rather see him stick around.
Yeah.
Like if the
Legion takes off.
Heads off. I almost said Legends, but if the Legion takes off, I'd rather see him stick around, you know, more than any of the other ones.
Right. Yeah.
Anywho.
I've been enjoying him.
So, Flash. This was an okay episode for me.
Yeah.
You know, there's only two more after this episode, which aired on May 5th.
Yep.
Harry and the Harrisons.
I always love anything that has Katie Sackhoff in it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Especially when she's got the fake British accent.
Yeah.
And then they ask her about the American accent. She says she's trying to blend in. I laughed a little.
Yes. But otherwise, like, all we learn in this episode is that, okay, I liked all the hair. Okay. When he assembled the council of Harry's and of Harrison's or whatever, and they all like kicked him loose because he was stupid. So he assembled the council of stupid Harrison's.
Right.
That all seemed like a waste of time.
Yes.
Like filler.
Yes.
And it's like, when you have two episodes left, you don't need a episode of filler.
Right. And like, one of the ones from the council of Harry's that got kicked off was Sonny.
Right.
And he was basically a New Jersey goon.
Right.
I didn't like that.
Right.
I had no use for that. And then they had the French version of him and the Playboy version of him. And I was like, no.
Right.
I understood what they were doing. I liked the original concept of bringing together the council. But,
right.
Yeah, you know, they're doing a Rick and Morty thing with the Council of Ricks. And
right. And then you have basically the only thing that comes out of this is that, like, Harry figures out, well, DeVoe's wife must not be with him, so his plan's not going the way he wants. And then Iris posts an article that basically tells everyone in Central City DeVoe's plans, and they start reporting sightings of him.
Which, until recently, I worked in the same line of work as you.
Yeah.
And we had a manhunt in Maine.
Yeah.
And we got a few.
It don't work that way.
No, it really doesn't. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, because, like, maybe
they were all excited. They're like, oh, people saw him downtown on this street. Wrong.
Maybe day one until he realized, oh, shit, and then he went into hiding. Or he just used elongated man's powers and changed what he looked like.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, wait, they're looking for this? I'll just be a 400-pound black guy now.
Right, exactly, yeah. So, no. But, again, it furthers the story. And as you know, I have such a hard time. Like, sometimes I write stories, and I have a hard time writing stories with law enforcement involved because I feel the need to actually get it right and not be lazy and just be like, oh, well, there's town sheriff. There is no town sheriff.
Right.
Sheriffs don't, you know, it's not the Wild West. Okay. Right. The sheriff doesn't cover a town. The sheriff covers a county. Local municipals have a police chief,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, but whatever, regardless. it's a don't care episode of The Flash, practically.
Like I said, we got some Amunet, which was good, except for we got Amunet, like, them trying to convince her not to kill. Because,
right.
The same way he tried to do that with Elongated Man, you know, we don't kill because
right.
it's bad.
And she's like, yeah, whatever.
Right. She's like, I have a fistful of this metal that I can control.
Right.
Because she was a flight attendant, apparently, when this all went off.
Yeah, and it's metal from the plane.
Yeah. So she's got a whole trunk of it in what looks like an old El Camino. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'll get a lot of it. They basically wanted her because DeVoe's putting these satellites up into space to make everybody dumb. Oh,
yeah.
And they said, oh, well, we can't shoot it down with anything technological because he has the power to control technology. And he can control things like with gravity and stuff like that. So let's go to Amunet because her metal shards aren't technology and she can control them. And she can shoot down the satellites for us. But she didn't. She just
makes him a bomb. Makes blow one of them up, which would, I guess, ruin the plan.
Yeah, we all saw Kingsman. One satellite doesn't ruin a plan.
Right. It just makes it reroute.
Right.
Oh, and also Caitlin was trying to get her to help unrelease Frost because she had this thing. And at the end of the day, it was a placebo.
Right.
It was in her all along.
Yeah. Yeah. So. She basically had a thing that
it was brought out Killer Frost. All along, darling.
Mm.
So.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing Amunet come back. I like her as a character.
Right.
The guy with a snake in his eye, no idea what was up with that.
Yeah, I don't know either. And that was pretty vicious how she cut the snake off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though. I liked it.
But this was another one of those, like, okay, so the snake in his eye had venom that was powerful enough to kill the Flash.
Yeah.
Because one bite and Barry is down for the count.
He is down. And he has all of his vitals. Like,
phase through the poison.
Through the poison. Yeah, apparently he can phase poison out of his blood. So like, it just ends up on the ground?
Yeah, like how did his phasing say, oh, let's keep blood in there, but the stuff that's mixed with blood, why didn't his lunch come out then? You know, there's a lot of that made no sense. That bothered me. That venom would be circulating in his system with his bloodstream, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
No. And if his metabolism's so fast and he bounces back so quickly, why was the poison affecting him that quickly? Like, that means that a drop of this stuff would probably kill a normal human, in less than a second.
In a blink.
Yeah. These guys are getting lazy.
It is lazy writing.
It is.
It is lazy writing.
It's bothersome. Now, if the snake had bit Amunet and they needed to save her so that she could shoot down the thing, that makes a bit more sense.
Yes, it does.
But they didn't go that route. No. Anywho. I digest.
Digress.
Yes.
Digesting is something your body does after you eat food.
Oh, yeah. And then it makes poop.
It does. Everybody poops.
Yeah, they do.
Some people more than others. So anyways. Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Okay. My only note on this was season finale.
Yeah. All right. So.
There's a lot to unpack here.
There is a lot in
the episode, but the show's future itself.
All right. So this episode was called One More Day.
Yep.
And basically, Murtaugh's going to take the captainhood. So it's him and Riggs' last day working together.
Because he's getting too old for this shit.
He's getting way too old for this shit. And then, of course, you know, the very beginning, Riggs' trailer gets shot up by a couple guys on motorcycles.
Because that happens like every other episode.
Yeah. He assumes it's his dad based on a plate number, confronts his dad. Dad's like, I was there to see you, boy, but blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm just going to cut to the chase on this because I don't really want to, you know. His dad tried to kill him.
Yeah.
And his dad then kidnapped Murtaugh's wife because he was trying to get money.
From that lawyer feller.
From the lawyer feller to bail Garrett out of jail.
Right.
So he needed like $2 million.
Didn't want his son in jail.
Right. And when Riggs wouldn't help him, then he decided he was going to kill Riggs and get him out of the way. And then...
How did he know the lawyer again? It was like one of his other contacts.
He took a job as working security for this bad guy.
That we've seen in other
episodes. Exactly, and this guy launders money.
Yeah.
And the motorcycle was registered to him, and that's how Riggs and Murtaugh went to this guy's house for the party. That's when he finds out that his dad's the one that rides that motorcycle for the guy. And then once that gets to happen, they cut to the chase. The guy tells him, I need $2 million from you for my son. And he's like, I don't have that kind of money. He's like, well, get me in contact with the lawyer who launders your money. And, of course, it's the same lawyer that works for Murtaugh's wife's law firm. So she's late one night leaving, and she sees witnesses Riggs' dad killing the lawyer, shooting him up. Because,
yep.
Well, you can't help me.
He can't get to the money because she changed the password earlier today.
So,
and he runs everything through her.
Yeah. So he's no good. So then he kidnaps her. And then Riggs gets Garrett. And so Murtaugh and Riggs are going to do an exchange for
Garrett for Trish.
Garrett for Trish. They do the exchange. Of course, shit goes wrong. Trish gets away.
Yep.
Garrett runs away. Murtaugh, Riggs gets into a fight with his dad.
But there's like six other guys there. So every time he gets one hit in, the six other guys jump him.
Yeah, until Murtaugh shows up and starts shooting, killing them. And then it's just Riggs and his dad. And then eventually he hits his dad and his dad stabs him in the stomach.
Yep.
And then Riggs cracks him in the back of the head with a rock.
Yep.
And then before he can finish him off with another blow, Murtaugh tackles him. So, and then early in the episode, Molly asked Riggs to move back to Texas with her because of this property that she was going to sell. But why would we, you know, Ben should grow up there. So Riggs decided.
That whole story really felt like, because we had been following, you know, the whole drama leading up to this with Clayton.
Right.
As a toxic person on the set.
Correct.
So it felt like they were like, they had put this story in there as a backdoor to write him off the show if need be.
Right. So he decides he's going to leave for Texas.
Yep.
So not only is it their last case together, Murtaugh's going to be a captain. Riggs is moving away.
Series finale,
essentially. That's what it could be, just in case type of thing.
Yep.
So then you're watching it, and you keep seeing it, and you keep thinking, like, okay, something's going to happen so Riggs doesn't leave. Because in your mind, you thought, well, there's going to be another season. When they film this, they're thinking there's going to be another season.
Right.
And then it's like, so something's going to happen last minute, he doesn't leave. Or he leaves, and then next season he comes back because things didn't work out.
Kind of like at the beginning or the end of the first season, he went down to Mexico to confront the cartel boss.
Yes, and the second season started with that.
Yep.
So there's all these things you see happening, and then it's almost like, oh, he's really going to leave.
Right. You're like expecting Molly to get shot or the truck that they're driving away in to get blown up or something.
But and Riggs' dad is – we don't know if he's dead or alive.
Right.
Because they just show him unconscious, but there's a lot of blood coming from a head wound to the back of the head. So he could be dead. I assume dead, but again, you don't know. They leave it open-ended in case they need him back next season for some reason. You know, and on and on and on. And then Martin is now at the cemetery to say goodbye to his wife.
Basically say, I'm moving on.
Yeah, because he had a dream like at the beginning about how she was mad at him because he's supposed to be buried next to her or some shit. And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm moving on. You wouldn't want me to be unhappy, blah, blah, blah. And then he turns around. There's Garrett, his brother. I don't think Garrett even knows they're brothers yet, but maybe he does. They haven't blatantly told us that he knows.
Right.
And then Garrett shoots him in the chest.
Yeah, just no talking, just like looks at him, and then you think he's going to say, hey, what's up? And then he just draws down and boom.
And it's not even like, oh, it's off to the side. It's off, you know, it could. No, it's the right dead center mass.
Yep.
But it's one shot, and then he walks away, and then Riggs falls.
Mm-hmm.
So the end of the season is left very ambiguous as far as, like, is Riggs alive? Is Riggs dead?
Right. And Murtaugh happens to be driving along and hears this call come over the radio
for
an officer shot, which again,
officer
he's in the,
down or something.
He's in the middle of a cemetery. No other witnesses. How did they know that he's a police officer? How did they know he'd been shot?
Exactly.
Anyway.
So he flips the button and flips the car around, you know, one more thing before going home type of thing. And then it ends. And so now let's pretend we don't know what's happening with the series.
Right.
So when you're watching this as a season finale, you're left with, okay, is he alive? Is he dead? Well, obviously, he's alive. It's a cliffhanger.
He's
the main character. It's Lethal Weapon. It's Riggs and Murtaugh. This is Riggs.
Yep.
So you think, okay, next season he's going to be in the hospital or whatever it is, but he's going to be alive. He's not going to be dead, blah, blah, blah. But now that we know that Riggs, the actor playing Riggs, has been fired from the show has been picked up for another season, and his replacement is Sean William Scott, which does nothing for me at all. Because I've seen him as a crazy, wide-eyed character, and he doesn't – he has a – from what I've seen in different movies, it really is like he has limits to his facial – like I'm stammering, I realize. Jason Statham plays the same character in every movie, but he pulls it off for the most part.
I don't know. You got to see him in Spy, dude.
In what?
In Spy. with Melissa McCarthy.
Yes, I have. He's awesome at it. But for the most part,
put me in the face-off machine.
Yeah, he plays.
Take my face off.
He
put on someone else's. Dude, that doesn't exist. You son of a bitch.
Okay, other than that movie and like Snatch, but any movie he plays where he's a badass fighter, he's pretty much the same guy, but it's okay. He can pull it off. Sean William Scott, rather, he's serious, comedy, action, whatever he's in. He's the same guy, but it doesn't work. He has the same, like, big-eyed expression. It's not very diverse in his ability to manipulate his face. So he just doesn't do anything for me.
Gotcha. See, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Because they did not say he's coming in to play the role of Riggs.
No.
He's going to be a new character.
Right. He's not playing Riggs.
So I don't know if he's going to be another wild card or if he's going to just be a wise ass.
Yeah.
I can't picture him playing a straight guy because most of the show is based on comedy and,
right.
And Damon Wayans is great, but he's not going to be the solo comedy guy.
But see, Damon, in this show, to me, Damon Wayans is the comedy.
Yeah.
Riggs is the straight man.
Yeah. For the most part, but Riggs has a lot of one-liners.
But Riggs's comedy isn't, he's not the over-the-top comedy guy. Like,
right.
When you think of a comedian and a straight man, when you think of the dynamic, the comedian guy is ridiculously over-the-top stupid, and the straight man is, well, he's the straight man.
Yep.
And to me, when I look at the two, Riggs is the straight man because Damon Wayans is just so over-the-top.
I think that Damon Wayans' stories are over-the-top, and right. They're ridiculous. So I get you there. But I also think that, like, when the two of them are standing there and they're facing down a perp that's on the ground,
yeah.
Riggs is much more likely to deliver the lines. You know, he's got the wise ass comebacks and the remarks. And
oh, so do you think the captain's the straight man for the two of them?
Usually he tries to be.
So here's the other thing.
Okay,
we know that the Riggs' character is not going to be back.
Right?
Do they kill him? Do they say he's off in Texas?
It depends on how bad the actor pissed them off, because it sounds like he pissed them off a lot. Damon Wayans has been very vocal.
Well, to me, it seems like he pissed off Damon Wayans a lot.
Yes.
Because he's really the only one that I'm seeing that's being as vocal. Like, I don't.
He's being very vocal. He's posting, you know, letters that other people have written.
Right.
And said, we don't like working with Clay, blah, blah, blah. But he does seem to be the driving force behind that. So it could be also to alleviate him. You know, what do you want us to do? And he might say, fucking bury him.
My thought is, it's Lethal Weapon. It's the Lethal Weapon franchise. You can't really kill Riggs.
They're writing him off the show.
Well, I understand that.
Yep.
He's in Texas.
Okay.
He's off in Texas. Then maybe he gets his shit together. He makes apologies. Whatever happens, the opportunity to bring him back comes in.
Yep.
That's what I think is the safe bet. And then Sean William Scott's character is just going to be a new cop. But they can't. I can't make him like Riggs. That's the thing for me.
Well, also, remember that Damon Wayans is now going to be the captain. So,
is he still going to be the captain?
I bet he is. So he'll be the captain,
yeah.
And this is going to be the new something, you know? Is this going to be the new wise guy, or
yeah.
Is it going to be a whole new dynamic where they put him with somebody else?
Are we going to see Bailey and Sean William Scott out in the – are they going to be the
– Or do they bring in
detectives?
Yet another person, new person off the street, to be Sean William Scott's partner?
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens.
Like Lethal Weapon, the Next Generation.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm done with it,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not overly excited.
Okay.
But I am going to check out the next episode.
Right. Yeah. I was fine with them just ending the show.
Yeah. I kind of was too.
I enjoyed it. It felt like the last few episodes of this season have been kind of crappy.
Yep.
With this whole Riggs' dad storyline, but I'll check it out when it comes back. See what they can do. I've always liked Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
Himself. I know what you're saying about his facial expressions. You know, he's Stifler or he's,
right.
You know, whatever his name was in The Rundown or Role Models.
The Rundown is the best, is my favorite movie I've seen him in.
It was a great movie. Yeah. It was a horribly underrated movie.
It really, much like Trojan War.
Yes.
Yeah.
Much like Trojan War.
My buddy Brandon and I were chatting about that the other day.
Yep.
Because he was writing an article for his blog, Video Store Corner, which mm-hmm. I also put stuff to, or Video Store Counter, sorry. And he was watching Trojan War, and he was writing something on it, and he actually emailed the screenwriter and the director asking them, like, what happened?
Mm.
Why was it so horribly mishandled? Because, like, you know, I had the theater run was $363 because it was printed in one theater for a week type of whatever. And he got a really cool email back from the screenwriter talking about what happened, what exactly went wrong.
Yep.
And it's actually really cool. He forwarded it to me. I'll tell you about it later.
Thanks.
Because he's going to put it in his blog post. And then the director got back to him and said, hey, he's a professor now. Hey, when 3 weeks from classes are over, I'll be more than happy to talk to you about this. But right now I'm straight out with finals and exams and everything like that. So
thanks.
But, you know, that was a movie we've been discussing. It came out in 97 and it was before its time.
Yes.
Would it come out like in 99 or 98 when like Can't Hardly Wait and She's All That and American Pie and all that stuff come out? I think it would have done better.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only movie I think Will Friedle was ever the lead actor in.
Oh, wow.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt was, you know, but that was a great flick.
It was.
Me want to watch it again.
Yep. But yeah, the rundown was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, The Rock, Sean William Scott, Rosario Dawson.
Imagine if that movie was made now. How huge that would be. Because, like, when The Rock first became an actor, like, when he did that movie, like, Schwarzenegger had a cameo and as, like, passing the torch of action films to him. And then after that, he did Doom.
Yeah.
That sucked.
Yeah.
And then he did stuff like
The Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
Those Disney movies.
All the Disney movies he did, and he's not the badass and everything. And then now he's finally being that badass character we thought he was going to be 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And movies, you know, but anyways, sorry. Sidetracked.
No.
What a surprise. Yeah.
Have you seen that meme? It's for kids, but I think of it sometimes. It shows a train track, and it says the story. And then you see, like, 16 different train tracks all crossing each other, and it says how my kids tell the story.
Yes.
Yes.
Timeless?
Timeless.
Now, they aired... Okay, I've watched all of it.
Okay.
Have you watched all of it?
I have not watched
all of it. Oh, my God. Okay. So, May 13th, they aired a double episode.
Yes.
So, the other day, Kate had Half Day on Tuesday, and I was like, oh, let's watch Timeless, because who knows, we'll get a chance to watch the rest of the week. And it was a double episode. I watched it. Dude, just high-five me. It was amazing.
Okay. I'm holding out.
So good. But the episode we're talking about now is The Day Reagan Was Shot.
Yes, 1981.
Yes, and it's Lucy, Wyatt, Rufus, and Jaya. Head to D.C., and the reason why Jaya is there is because Flynn can't go because you can't travel in your own timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, and we know a couple episodes ago, Flynn had told Lucy that you gave it to me 5 years from now. She's like, we can't travel in our timeline. It's like, well, maybe Rufus and Jaya are going to figure it out.
Yeah. That was actually in this episode at the very end.
Oh, okay. This episode. Sorry. All right. See, I'm caught up.
Yeah.
But anyways, so that's why, like, Flynn and everybody can't go. Only the four of them can
right.
go. And, of course, Rufus doesn't want Jaya to go. And then, of course, she does go.
Because they're kind of fighting about this whole visions of death thing.
This is the episode where they took...
I really like this episode.
They took, like, the history moment, but that's not what we got.
Right.
It was
an accurate history moment, and then they were like, oh, but that's not what we're here for.
Exactly. What we're here for is the fact that
Agent Christopher was the police agent at the time who stopped the shooter and protected him, and that's what got her into the FBI and what got her fast-tracked into Homeland Security.
Exactly. And Wyatt noticed the red beam on the police officer, and he was like, wait a second, there's a second shooter, and saved the police officer not knowing it was Agent Christopher.
Yep.
And the big thing, which I think this is unique, because they don't go – yes, they do go with the angle of we have to stop the guy that shot Reagan. I can't think of his name.
The guy who was in love with Jodie Foster.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, we have to stop him.
I knew it until you asked it.
It's right here. It's not – I can't believe his name is – anyways, but that's not Owens, whatever.
No, you're just throwing names
up. No, it's not. Owens, the name of the guy.
John Hinckley Jr.
John Hinckley Jr. Okay. The episode's not about stopping him. It is, but it's not.
Right.
It's mostly about stopping the Rittenhouse agent that's there to kill Christopher.
Right.
And so they split up. And also we find out
– because they think that if Rittenhouse kills John Hinckley Jr.
– Yeah.
They're not sure. Like, if they kill him or if they help him kill Reagan, then, you know, it could destroy all the Cold War stuff.
Right.
You know, it could basically make the Cold War go on forever. If they stop him, then it could the Brady Bill was introduced because of him.
Right.
So that might never have been introduced. So there's a lot of stuff riding on this, but then it's like, no, it wasn't to do with him at all.
Exactly. If they're trying to kill Agent Christopher, because if they kill her, or they try, you know, if she's dead and she never joins the FBI, she never puts the team together, and they probably never get the lifeboat. You never know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
So it was very interesting.
Yes.
And then, of course, like, they throw in the monkey wrench of she's not Indian, and she's supposed to be in an arranged marriage,
mm-hmm.
but she's a lesbian.
Yep.
But this is 1981, so she's not open about it.
Right.
And so you have, like, Lucy and Jaya trying to convince her, like, you, because then she agrees to the marriage because...
Because in her original timeline, when she went on to join the FBI and everything, she felt empowered. And she
right.
was like, yeah. Now she's been shot at. She mm-hmm. she got injured. They're like, you need to get out of this reckless lifestyle. And she's like,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, in her original timeline, we see from the beginning when she's meeting up with her family's having breakfast, her kids
yeah.
and her wife. Her mother's calling her, and she's like, no, we don't talk to that woman.
Yeah.
No.
She has no relationship with her mom.
That's right. Whatsoever.
And then, of course, you know, we all know at the end of the episode, they saved the day.
Yeah.
Agent Christopher's fine, and she has a great relationship with her mom.
Yeah.
She struggled to come around, but I like the fact that you don't know, like, when they come off the lifeboat, they're like, okay, what changed?
I know. Yeah. They're like, they're looking, and you're waiting, and then Christopher walks out, and you're like, yeah!
Yeah. She's alive!
Yep. And she hands it back. That was the thing, they had the flash drive.
Yes. And which is really cool when you think about it, because Lucy gives her the flash drive. Because she shows her the pictures of her family.
Because they have a laptop, which blows her mind anyway.
Right. And she gives her the flash drive. And she goes, like, just hold on to this. You can give it back to me someday. And then, like, so my wife and I are talking about, like, well, obviously Agent Christopher has a memory of this. So, like, why hasn't she told them this? Why doesn't she give them the heads up when they go? Because she doesn't know when they go back. She has it. But so it's kind of cool how that works. So when they come back from the timeline... They, even if she had told them prior, they wouldn't have remembered any of that because they didn't live that yet.
Right. And similarly, like, Agent Christopher remembers what they did.
Yes.
And she hands back the flash drive and she's like, you hang on to this for now in case I need it again.
My favorite part is when she said, the first time I saw a computer I could plug this into, you don't know how I felt.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, because you know, think about it, if someone handed you a flash drive in the 80s, it's like someday you can plug this in a computer and look at the pictures of your family on it.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're following along what this person said to you, but maybe you believe it, maybe you don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, all of a sudden, the computer's made that she can plug that into.
Right. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. You've been holding on. I think she said it was like 11 years. It was 11 years before I saw a computer that I could plug this into.
No, 11 years would be 1992. So there's no way. It was 20 years.
Maybe it was like 20 years.
It was 20 yeah. years. Makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I was getting to was that she, you know, she remembered them and she handed back the flash drive. And then she said, you know, oh, I'm having dinner with my mother. You know, oh, it was a rough road, but, you know, boy, could she cook. She has no memory
yeah, that there was ever that schism. Relationship. Yeah.
So
she's like, yeah, my mother's cooking. Don't worry. I'll bring you in some.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, but to them, they like never had it.
Right.
It's really cool. It's really, really cool.
Yes.
I can't wait for you to watch the next two episodes.
I can't wait to watch them either.
Dude, there's so much that happens.
I bet. I
cannot wait for you to watch
And it's them. The finale, right? Possible series we haven't heard yet that I know of.
I certainly hope not.
I got to look it up right now.
Cause I haven't heard anything either.
I know that, like, the moment it basically, Eric Kripke and some of the others were saying, watch this live, get our numbers up, because the NBC president was like, oh, I don't know. And...
It was an amazing 10 episodes. You know, first of all, this show had the greatest, hey, we're canceling you. No, we're not.
Yes.
When they did the thing with Wyatt, it's like, hey, don't worry. The show was canceled, but don't worry. We went back in time and fixed things.
Right.
You know, like, that was awesome. Yeah, no, I haven't seen anything yet about it being renewed. I certainly hope it does. This is one of my wife and I's favorite shows to watch, not only together, but just individually.
Right. No, still don't know.
You know, we say we don't have a lot to talk about, and we're 40 minutes in, and we've talked about four shows or whatever.
Well, we only had six shows that I was aware of, so, and one of them we have to wait till the end.
Yeah.
So that leaves us with...
Well, we have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Blacklist, and Westworld that we'll talk about.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Blacklist. Did I watch Blacklist?
I don't know. The episode was... Well, okay, how about this? Samar gets kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, essentially, in this episode, I mean...
Samar gets kidnapped. Way to bury the lead.
Brad and Liz are looking for the duffel bag.
Right.
How's that?
But they're doing it separately.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, like, one of them shows up, and then the other one shows up right afterwards. And then one gets the upper hand, the other one gets the, you know.
And there's a... I don't know, some hitman for hire.
He was the one in the last episode that brought, I'm trying to remember.
There was a young girl, was a cult.
Yes,
he was kidnapped the cult girl and brought her back.
Brought her back, but she had Samar there with her.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, don't worry about her, because
right.
he was going to go torture and kill her.
Right, and yeah.
Because it's what he does.
Well, but... He likes to analyze how bodies decompose and how they handle things. So he doesn't just outright kill someone.
Right.
He does it in a very horrible, slow way.
Yeah, and keeps track of it.
Right, and monitors it. And,
yeah. And he's played by that actor who, like, I remember from Constantine.
He's been movie, in a bunch of stuff, yeah.
And he's really creepy looking anyway. He gets that thing where his eyes push back and forth, and you're like,
yeah. Yeah, he was the drunk priest in Constantine who had... powers, and that's why he drank.
Yep. Sorry to get off track here for a second.
Yep.
But what a great scene that was when he goes into the liquor store and he's breaking open the bottles and he's like pouring it.
Yes.
And nothing's coming out. But we see him in real life and it's coming out.
Yes.
But he's just like, and that one devil sitting out there and he's like waving his fingers.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. That was pretty damn badass. Yeah. No doubt about it. Anyway, so essentially, Samar's been kidnapped. So this is all about a ROM growing a pair.
Yep. Pretty much.
And the long and the short of it, Samar gets kidnapped, and they're in a van, and they're going down
by the river.
Down by the river, and they're in this van, and of course she, they get into an accident?
She fired a flare, or she did something, basically made it start filling up with smoke?
Yeah, she jammed a flare into the front seat, through the cage.
Yeah.
The van flips.
Yep.
When the van flips, she wakes up, she's been impaled by like a tire iron or whatever into the gut. And she's trying to reach to the front to get the phone to call for help. And of course he wakes up.
Because it's a horror movie now.
Right. Essentially.
Yeah.
Cause then he wakes up and he's been injured somehow by her as well at some point. And
he's got some blood coming from his chrome dome.
Yeah. So he climbs out of the van and then gets attacked by a bear.
Yeah. That was just, that was bizarre
because it's attacked by a black bear, grizzly bear, whatever.
Yeah, and it's one of those, like, it's all happening off screen. You hear it, you're like, oh my god.
Yeah, and then you see him like flailing around, and then like the bear walks by, and then the bear starts smashing against the van or whatever.
Yep.
But she, you know, pulls the thing out of her, reaches out, grabs the phone, and then somehow the bear flips the van, and the van tumbles down into the water.
Yep.
Yeah, and then starts to fill, and she manages to call Aram and says that she would have married him and blah, blah, blah. And then he finds her, of course.
Right.
Gets in there, gets her out of the van. She's unconscious, and you assume she's dead. But, of course, the last thing we see is her in the hospital, tubes and machines hooked up to her. So she's not dead yet.
Well, I mean, she's pretty damn close. She's non-responsive.
Right, right. And then, of course.
And they said that she's probably going to be brain damaged.
Probably. And then the other story, and he's in denial.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other story is, like we said, Red and Liz looking for the same duffel bag. They end up going to Puerto Rico, Cuba, or some country, whatever, for some auction and da-da-da-da-da. And Garvey wasn't there for the auction. He was there to meet with this guy named Sutton Ross, who Red thought was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Liz is just like, I'm going to find out what's in that bag. And Red's like,
nope.
No, you're not. I'd offer you a ride back. Well, that's very fair of you, but I'm not going to.
Right.
Bye. You know.
See ya.
You know. He basically, he's like, I'm disappointed, but yet proud of you. I'm disappointed because this is none of your business. I've told you to stop 100 times and you won't.
Yep.
And I'm proud of you because you're unwilling stubbornness and won't quit. See you later.
Yep.
There's only one episode left, which already aired, and I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't either. Aram actually puts the engagement ring on Samar's finger while she's laying in the hospital bed.
Yeah.
That's more than denial. That's like delusional. Because he never asked her. She doesn't know.
No. She did say in the van, ask me again.
Oh, that's right.
She did say she would have. If you would have asked me, I would have said yes.
Yeah.
My love, if you would have asked me, I would have said yes. So we got one episode left.
Yep. And by the way,
I accidentally scrolled down and I just, I read three fucking four words.
Yeah.
Nice. And I'm furious now.
Nice.
Yep.
That's not a good thing to do.
Yeah, because I now know who the bones belong to.
Oh, wow. Four words. Whew.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you that I didn't watch the trailer, but I saw a screenshot from a show coming up called New Amsterdam. And Tom Keene is playing a doctor. So
yes,
he's definitely dead.
I watched the trailer to that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. In the trailer, they tell you that he has cancer. His character does. And
well,
he's short for this world. Yeah, I don't
just
know.
Just in case they want to write him back on a blacklist somehow.
You know how, like, on the blacklist, Tom had that great way of just talking in that low voice?
Oh, yeah.
And everything? Well, that's all he does in the trailer is talk in this low voice, but it's all medical related about helping people. Mm. And it's super annoying.
Mm.
Watch the trailer.
You're making me not want to.
No, you need to watch the trailer so you'll know that I'm not going to watch the show and I'm not going to miss anything.
Gotcha, okay.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Is this another penultimate
episode? I am so fucking pissed off that I've read those words.
I'm kind of pissed off too. For you.
I'm going to watch the episode.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And hey, kudos to them for actually giving us the answer, apparently.
Yeah.
You know, not dragging it out for another season.
No, they tell you. And as a matter of fact, has Blacklist, has it been renewed?
I don't know that it has.
Because this could be, because they don't really, I haven't seen the episode, but it's almost like, I wonder if...
Now, this was the last, not the last episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., but this was the next to the last one, right?
This, the one we have, is we're watching, is called The Force of Gravity.
No. Okay, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because I've been scrolling through my news feed.
Yeah, there's one more episode.
And avoiding it because my news feed keeps showing me screenshots from the finale and going, oh, S.H.I.E.L.D. was really shaken up by... And I'm like, no, stop doing
that. Yeah, I haven't watched it yet either.
Good.
Oh, yeah, it's been renewed for a sixth season. The Blacklist has, yeah.
LA to Vegas. Production reportedly set to return.
Nice. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
The Force of Gravity.
Yeah.
So, well, at the end of the last episode, they tease that Daisy's going to be kidnapped by Papa Cassius.
Right.
And taken off world. That didn't happen. Which I'm kind of glad.
In a dumb way.
Yeah, and I'm kind of glad. I don't know. This is all about Talbot trying to prove he's a good dad. And he's going about the wrong way.
Very wrong way.
Like going to something, but I'm a real superhero, son, and I'm going to prove you. And he's like, no, Dad, you're being the bad guy.
Right, because he had it going on good.
Yep.
You know, he was like, yeah, you know, like Iron Man, I can fly without a suit. And he's like, cool. And he's like, look, I can lift up your little Lego space shuttle. Cool. And look, I can do. And then Mom comes in and goes, why don't you back off? And he goes, oh, well, the best course of action here would be to throw her up against the wall and force choke her. Yeah. Yeah, that seems like the right response to that right in front of the 11-year-old kid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's do that.
Pretty much. At the end of the day, through all of this, Coulson gets injured.
Yep.
And their choices are either use the centipede serum, either with Daisy's mom's DNA or the odium. So they can either use this one thing they have to save Coulson's life or to stop Talbot. So that's what that comes down to.
Right.
In the interim, it has been renewed for another season.
Short season.
Which I'm actually disappointed about.
Yeah.
Because I really felt like, you know, they should end it this season with Avengers, with everything going on, end S.H.I.E.L.D. Or if they're going to bring back S.H.I.E.L.D., bring it back after Avengers 4. Which
they might, because if it's a truncated season, they might wait until the spring to launch it.
Yeah, but when's Avengers 4 come out? Next May?
Spring.
Next May.
Yep.
Well, they're not going to air S.H.I.E.L.D. in May through the summer. Well, I guess they could.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's only going to be, what, 13 episodes?
It's going to be a short season, yeah.
So they could do it around Avengers.
I guess we'll see. I don't hate the show.
Right.
So I guess we'll see what happens. Anyways, yeah, so that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it was basically a set it up for the finale episode.
Yes. Yeah, it was a big setup for the finale episode. Yeah. You know, they overcome a big obstacle of getting away from, you know, getting off the ship, everyone getting back to the lighthouse, and now being forced with either, okay, we either can stop Talbot or save Coulson. This whole time they've been saying, don't save Coulson. Let Coulson die. You can't save Coulson, you know. Right. And then, of course, Talbot kidnaps Polly and Robin because he wants to know where the gravitonium is, because we know that he's the one that ripped the Earth apart.
Right.
So
we'll get more gravitonium.
So we'll see what happens, I guess.
We shall.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe Thanos will take care of it.
Well, you know, I'm kind of curious.
Because they did name drop a couple episodes ago. They said Thanos was coming.
It's kind of happening right now. So it's kind of happening in line with Avengers. So I wonder if in this final episode we're going to see people powder away.
All we are is dust in the wind.
Yeah. I wonder if we're going to see people dust away. Either way, I am anxious to watch the finales of both The Blacklist and S.H.I.E.L.D.
And Timeless. Oh, wait, you already did.
I did. Amazing. Yeah. But at least I have, you know, next week's episode is going to shore up, finish up most of the shows. Flash has got a couple more episodes, I think.
Yeah.
Supergirl is still June. I'm assuming Arrow has a couple more episodes. Are you still watching Arrow?
In the background. I couldn't tell you what happened in this last episode.
I may watch the last couple because.
We did hear that, you know, in the next Arrowverse crossover event, there will be Batwoman introduced.
Yeah, Gotham has already been talked about, but I guess something I read was that, pardon me, it's going to be in Gotham.
Mm.
So where's Batman?
Mm. Couldn't pay the licensing rights.
Do you think Batwoman will get her own show?
Nope. Nope.
Do you think Batwoman will show up on Legends or something?
Maybe.
She'll be involved somehow more often.
I'm especially curious, especially where they're already promoting it.
I'm really curious who they're going to cast, what the costume's going to be.
Yeah. What they're going to do for an origin story, since they like to fuck those up.
Is it still going to be Batman's cousin, Kate Kane?
Right.
So, who also suffered a family tragedy similar to Bruce's. Very convenient how comic books do that sometimes.
Yes, yes. They all have that tragic backstory thing.
So I'm taken. I've been saying how great this season is, and I will say, you know, it has been great all season long. We haven't had a new episode since April 23rd.
It got canceled.
There's three episodes left. They are going to air the three episodes, but the second season was so much better than the first season. And I don't think there's been a stinker of an episode all season. Granted, there's only, you know, 14 episodes, but I don't think there was a stinker of an episode all season long. So it's actually kind of disappointing they canceled it. If they would have canceled at the end of the first season, I would be like, okay, whatever. But this season, the new structure of the season, it's been great. So I'm actually disappointed it was canceled.
I can see that.
Are we up to Westworld?
I believe we are, because I don't know about you, but I'm not talking about The Crossing anymore, because... just like we predicted, they went and fucking canceled it.
I'm probably, you know what? Mostly very disappointed because I just gotten into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish it. If they aired the episode. Oh, you're not even going to watch it?
Nope.
I'm going to watch
it. I canceled my recordings. And
I'm going to watch the episodes. I'm going to watch them.
I think they've had one or two since.
Yeah. I'm going to watch them. They didn't get the luxury of being able to shore things up.
Right. So
it's going to be a big old... cliffhanger.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm not even going to watch it. I'm like, no, hell with that.
I'm going to finish it.
The one that I am finishing, though, is Deception. That was canceled.
Nope, not bothering.
Yep, I'm going to finish that one out because I've been enjoying the episodes enough. And it's the type of show that I don't care if it ends on a big old cliffhanger, because it will never be a cliffhanger like a show like The Crossing.
Crossing will be, yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about Westworld now. And then after that, we're going to talk. I got a ton of news to talk about.
Yep. So if you don't want to hear about Westworld, then you're going to want to skip ahead.
Yeah.
Probably quite a bit.
Probably. I don't know. I don't know about quite a bit.
Anyway, 3, 2, 1, Westworld. So this one opens up with the Raj.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting because you thought that it was going to be Westworld, Samurai World, and this would be what, like Indian World?
Yeah, this is like in India.
But it's called The Raj, and it's based around the colonial period of India when the British came and colonized it.
Yeah.
So, you know, lots of tents, lots of people going out into the jungle to hunt Bengal tigers,
elephants. And we meet a guest there, and that's what she's there to do, is to hunt.
Yep.
And essentially, I mean, we don't see them a lot, but she hooks up with another human.
Yep. Which they're both very aware that this is a simulation. Yes. And they're both like testing each other to see if they're hosts or human.
Yes. And then eventually she just shoots him and says, well, if you're a host, you'll be dead.
Right. And otherwise, it's just going to sting a bit, which we get a little more insight there.
Yes.
Because he actually has a little welt where she shot him.
And then they go hunting together.
Well, they screw.
Well, they have the sex.
Which, interestingly enough, have you noticed that this season, there's really not a lot of nudity?
Not yet. Not so far.
No. And I mean, like, this would have been a perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I think because the last season, all the nudity we got was the nudity of the hosts being made. Because the only nudity we've seen so far this season really is the hosts when they're all like the big pile of them in that one room.
Yeah.
Or if the hosts are being made or not being made, or just the whores being raped and having sex.
Right.
But anyways, yeah. So they go out hunting. They come back from hunting. And you look around and all the hosts have been killed.
Did they even go out hunting? I thought they just woke up from sex and they stepped out and they had gone to that's what it was. They went to the hunting ground and they didn't even get to go hunting.
They arrived at the hunting
ground. Because they're like, there should be a lot more people here. She's like, there should be hosts everywhere and they should be doing this. And they open up a tent and there was another human dead.
Well, the guy didn't know it was a human though. He's at first, he's like, oh wow, look all what happened to all these hosts? Why are they all dead? And she's like, that's not a host, that's a human. He came on the train with me.
Yeah.
And then she grabs her gun, and then all the hosts show up and start shooting at him, and he gets killed.
Yes.
So we get introduced to him first, and he dies.
Yep.
And then she's ends up killing a bunch of people, and Tiger comes after her.
Because she's running away, and a tiger comes out of the bush and starts chasing her.
And so she's running.
She reaches the perimeter.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. It's like a little laser tripwire with these posts.
But haven't seen that in any. We haven't seen that in Westworld at all.
But it's like, you have reached the edge of the simulation. You have reached the edge of the simulation. And the tiger treads right over it, too.
Yeah.
Which
shouldn't be able to.
Right.
But obviously, we're seeing somehow some of the hosts have been affected for what's happening in Westworld over here.
Yep.
Which is cool.
Yes, exactly.
And then she, like, dives in a big body of water.
Yep. Because she's out on a cliff and the tiger's still coming after her. So actually, I think it tackles her into the water.
Okay, maybe. Yep. But then we don't see her until the end of the episode.
Right.
We get the whole episode. That's like the first 2 minutes or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And then
we've seen the tiger
earlier. Yeah. And so it's, I've never seen, something cross the park boundaries before.
Right.
Then we get to the end of the episode and you see her crawling out of the water.
Yep.
You see the tiger dead.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, that's where the tiger came from. And then she looks up and all the Ghost Nation hosts are there.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what happened to her.
Right.
I'm assuming it's not good.
Right.
But you never know.
Because earlier in the episode, we saw the Ghost Nation and they were not very friendly.
Yeah.
They were not taking direction.
Nope.
And who was it that they weren't taking direction from?
Anyone?
There was a group that was going out across the land and they were like, no, tell these guys to back. Was it
William? I think it was last episode. Remember, I think William was trying to talk to them and he couldn't, but who was it that talked to
them? Yeah.
Lawrence talked to him.
Yes.
And they let him through then.
Right.
So
Dolores gets her little army together.
Yeah.
So that we can have the Battle of Helm's Deep. I mean, the Battle of Glory or whatever it is.
Yeah.
No, it was Maeve and the cowboy.
Yes.
And the designer.
She wouldn't listen to them and they actually chased him to one of the underground levels.
Yes. Yeah. They wouldn't listen because Maeve was trying to stop him too. And yes, she should have master control and they weren't listening to her. And she's like, all right, we need to run.
That's how they went from one world to the next because they show up in samurai world, if you will. And it ends with them being in there and a samurai showing up.
Well, they see a dead samurai.
Yes.
And they pick up the head and they're like, what the heck is this? And then one of them comes out of the shadows like,
I'm actually kind of excited about that.
Me too.
Because we've seen now the Raj, which wasn't expected, and now we've seen Samurai World, which was expected. Right.
So that's 3 out of 6.
Yeah.
There's also something going on with Dolores' father. Or the host that is played Dolores' father.
Right. He was supposed to be sent he was the host that they were going to get their intellectual property from.
Right.
And he was supposed to be put on the train and sent out of the park. And then that got stopped.
And now he's got, they said that it was just like a slipshod persona was slapped on
yes.
him. So that he could basically be there as a hostage. And he's got all that encrypted data on him that Bernard's trying to.
Yeah. And she tells Bernard to fix him.
Yeah.
Because they get him back because, again, the humans show up and battle the hosts at that place, and Dolores basically sacrifices everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really dark.
Yeah, even like...
She's still going by Wyatt, too.
Yeah, the Confederados that we... Confederados, whatever they met last episode, they're all dead now.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically sacrificed them.
She tells people to hold the door closed. Yep. And they're like, hey, let us in. She's like, nope. I told you you'd have to sacrifice some people.
Yep. And then she took a couple shots.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't seem to stop her.
Nope.
But that's how...
That's because they had her dad.
Yeah.
She was going out after him, and they fired off a couple shots, and yep, mm-hmm. didn't even stop her. Interesting, though, she gives Teddy the task of killing the leader there.
And he doesn't. He lets him go.
He lets them all go.
Yeah.
In front of her. Like, he says, no, you didn't do anything wrong.
She sees it from afar.
Right.
So, obviously, there's going to be issues there.
Yeah.
Good episode, though.
I loved, one of my favorite parts here was, before my favorite part.
Oh,
Bernard's starting to lose it a bit.
Well, okay, so remember the first episode he injected himself with the stuff? We don't know story timeline line where that happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we don't know if that was right now or
right.
a little ways down the road
exactly.
or if that has already happened in the past.
So, yeah, he's starting to lose a little bit, but he could have already fixed himself.
Yep.
And we just haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
Because, again, we don't. Timeline-wise, we're not sure where we are.
Yep. But my favorite part, the woman with the snake tattoo showed back up.
Oh, God. I like her a lot.
And when the cowboy sees her, he's like, she's got a dragon because she has that flamethrower and she's setting people on fire. And we get to see the two technicians from the first season.
Yes.
One of whom had a grenade in his mouth.
Yeah.
He's like, and she puts the pin back in. She's like, there you go.
But now they're all in samurai world together.
Yes.
I like the blonde-haired girl with the giant snake tattoo.
Yep.
Because at that last time we saw her, she was basically cutting her own arm off to kill a bunch of people.
Yeah, like shooting through the door.
Yeah, she's badass.
And then Bernard got out of the fort and was trying to run away, and Clementine took him.
Yes.
Which, she's seen better days.
She's looking a little rough.
Looking a little weathered.
Yeah. Oh, and then we have the part where Maeve and Hector are expressing their love for each other. And Lee's like, or whoever that is pissed.
The designer. He's like, no.
This should not be happening. You don't have... And then when he starts saying the reasons why I love her, I gave you that script.
Yep.
And it frustrates them both because even though like Maeve and Hector both feel like they're free, they're really not.
No.
Maybe their feelings they're feeling aren't for real. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's good.
It is.
It's good. That's a great show.
Yeah.
My wife kind of gave up on it because the first episode back was, well, let's be plain. Let's be honest. It was very confusing.
Yep.
There was so much going on.
Yep.
And she's not one to sit and watch a show. She's to one to kind of watch it while she's on her tablet. So if you're not watching and giving your full attention.
Yeah, that's one of those you have to watch.
She gives her full attention to Timeless, though, because she loves that show.
Yep.
So, and then when we watched, I think we watched episode 2 together, and she was just like, I don't know. Just watch it without me, and if you get a good episode, let me know. Then I watched episode 3, and I was like, you got to watch this.
Nice. It's a good episode.
This is a good episode.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I didn't watch any movies that I can remember watching this week for this week's show.
I watched Infinity War again.
Oh, you went again?
Yep.
Nice.
Just as good the second time.
Yeah? Did you pick anything up you missed the first time?
No.
I went and got my free Comic Book Day comics.
Nice.
So that's comic book related.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Did you hear the – and it's been long enough we can talk about
it.
We talked about it already. The – official word from James Gunn on Groot's death scene?
No, I did not.
Yeah, apparently people asked him, like, in the end there where he's fading away and he looks at Rocket and he goes, I am Groot.
Yeah.
They were like, what's he really saying? And James Gunn was like, Dad.
Ah, okay.
Bring a little tear to the eye. Yeah.
I did read this, though. The Russo brothers confirmed who died off screen and who didn't.
I saw that, yeah.
So who did not die off screen, Howard the Duck and Aunt May are still alive. who they won't talk about, Jane Foster.
Yep. Because they said some of these are spoilerish.
Right. So they're not gonna, so they wouldn't answer any questions about Spider-Man's friend Ned, which yep. they're making another Spider-Man movie, they've already said. So right. we know Spider-Man's going to be back.
Yeah.
I don't know, well, no, it could be Miles Morales, but whatever. Yeah. Korg and Meek.
Yeah.
Because we didn't see what happened to them on Thor's ship. And I really hope they're back because I really liked Korg.
They, in another AMA kind of thing,
yeah.
they have confirmed that Korg and Meek are alive. Okay. After this came out, okay. they've confirmed that they are alive along with Valkyrie. They were on a okay. different ship.
Well, but they did confirm that Lady Sif and Betty Ross were both dead.
Yeah. Which, eh. No big
Lady thing. Sif's on that horrible fucking show on NBC.
Blind Spot.
Yeah. Ugh. Is that still, that's still around somewhere.
Still around, yeah.
I have no interest in that. Anyways. So, right. let's talk about trailers.
Well, hold on.
Okay,
sorry. I got two other movies.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah. I watched Baywatch.
Oh, how was that?
The movie with The Rock.
And, yeah. Zac Efron?
Yep. It was not the greatest movie.
No.
It reminded me of, like, 21 Jump Street, which I found 21 Jump Street hilarious.
21 Jump Street 2 was absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
I had the first one, I think we watched together. The second one, like, a bunch of us watched in the hotel room at Rhode Island Comic Con one night.
Yes.
And we, I mean, it was raucously loud. We were all dying.
Oh, yes. This one was in that vein. It was not as funny. Like, they definitely took themselves seriously. But there were a lot of funny parts in this.
Yeah.
A lot of cussing. A lot of F-bombs. A lot of dick jokes where they actually use the word dick or cock.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. I would watch it again. For a funny movie, you know, yep. like a 21 Jump Street kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
It was, like I said, it was definitely not as good as them. But I enjoyed it.
Nice.
And then the last one that I watched, which I will not talk a lot about because it's fresh, mm-hmm. Was Deadpool 2. And I will not give anything away. Don't worry about spoilers. I'm not going to say anything. I will just say Deadpool 2 was a riot.
Nice.
I found myself laughing a lot, sometimes just laughing at regular scenes. Like, they didn't even set up jokes, but I was just laughing. Some of the things that they did in this movie really felt like they were rehashed from the first one.
Which was probably done on purpose for yep. the humor of it all.
Yep. There was definitely a different theme to this movie. He tells you right in the beginning, he's like, aren't you glad you didn't bring the kids? Well, guess what? You screwed up. Because Deadpool 2 is a family movie. And he says that as he's like chopping people up with a chainsaw. But it's definitely got a different theme. I've got to see it again. Probably a couple more times, but I think I like the first one better.
Yeah.
Time will tell. Like, once I see this one a couple more times, cause I saw the first one 6 times in theaters.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
So that's
you certainly can.
It is borderline excessive.
Hmm. Saw the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man 7 times.
Yeah. I'm not one to go to the movie to see the same movie a lot. I did that with Sherlock Holmes 2.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars Episode 7.
And Justice League.
Justice League. Because I went alone the first time. And then I was like, you have to go see this movie. I will go with you. And I enjoyed it the second time. So,
I think the first Deadpool was more Deadpool-y.
Yep.
But this one, I think, had many more meta jokes in it.
Oh, good.
There were a lot of meta jokes in this one. A lot of comments that... Yeah. And, I will say this, okay, because this isn't in it, but apparently there are a couple of things that they had to cut out of the movie. One of them was the post-credit scene. The original post-credit scene, they couldn't make work because the original post-credit scene was supposed to involve Deadpool going back in time and killing baby Hitler. But not just killing baby Hitler, like a baby in a crib and then him reaching down and strangling it to death.
Yeah.
And then they tried different things like panning back. You know, to show it from a wider angle. And they're like, no, he's still strangling a baby.
Yeah.
And I guess in one of the takes, he even took like a pen and walked over and drew a little mustache on the baby so he looked like Hitler, and goes, okay, that'll make it easier. And then, nope, they couldn't do it. So they went with a completely different direction for the end credit scene.
Is the end credit scene, is it just, does it set up another movie, or is it just another Deadpool joke?
It's another Deadpool joke. It's not like the first movie. Yeah. Where, you know, he was like, oh, the second movie's coming out and Cable will be in it.
Right.
It's not like that. This is completely meta and completely Deadpool. It has some ramifications for the movie.
Yeah.
But it does not set up another movie.
Okay.
And I will say this, too. It's a mid-credit scene. There's like a really quick mid-credit scene, and then there's like a long extended one. And then it's done. There's nothing at the very end of the credits.
Okay.
I thought there was, and I'm sitting there waiting and waiting, and then the little, you know, the blue screen comes up with the R-rated, and I'm like, waiting. Fuck, there's nothing. Soundtrack was phenomenal again. Holy
God. Well, I'll definitely have to check it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Check it out, everybody.
So I think we're going to have to blend news and trailers together.
Yeah.
Margot Kidder died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a rough life.
Yeah. Lois Lane from the Christopher Reeve Superman movies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. She had a rough life.
So I saw a trailer for, I mean, these are trailers for TV shows and movies, by the way. Nathan Fillion's got a new TV show on ABC. I'm excited as hell. It's called The Rookie. And he's like a 40-something guy who, like, gets divorced or gets laid off. Basically, his life's kind of in the shits.
Yep.
And he's in the bank, and the bank gets robbed. But, like, because he doesn't care at that moment, he helps, kind of stands up to them. And then the police break it up, and then he decides he's going to become a police officer. So he goes to the academy, and the show is called The Rookie. And it's basically about, oh, right here, starting over isn't easy, especially for small-town guy John Nolan, who after a life-altering incident produces, pursuing his dream to become an LAPD officer. So, of course, he's partnered with a woman, and there's a bunch of age jokes in it.
Yep.
It's about him being a cop. But it's Nathan Fillion, and it's going to be, you know, either awesome and not canceled or awesome and canceled.
Yep.
I have not disliked anything he's been in.
It's true.
As a lead star or anything. I have never disliked anything he's done. How's that I've seen?
Yeah. I can agree with that.
You know, I really have. He was great on Two Guys, a Girl, a Pizza Place. Firefly, don't get me started. Awesome. You know?
Dr. Horrible sing-along blog.
Drive.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Oh, I watched the trailer for a TV show that is never going to happen, the Tremors trailer with Kevin Bacon. Doesn't that look fantastic?
It looks fantastic.
I mean, it's along the vein of, like, Ash vs. Evil Dead or the Stand one. John C. McGinley there. What's it called?
Stand Against Evil.
Stand Against Evil. It's along those lines where basically the Graboids are back, and it's in that small town again, and he's a big hero from it, and yeah.
But he was a big hero as the really ridiculously handsome guy.
Yes.
And now he's older Kevin Bacon.
And basically, it was a pilot that wasn't picked up, and the trailer looks great. I hope they release the pilot episode somehow.
Yeah.
But the trailer looked great, and it was funny, and I was a little disappointed.
Yep. Do you see the trailer for The Predator?
Yes, and talk about disappointed.
Yeah, I was...
Nothing for me.
I was excited because I'm like, oh, they're going to...
Yeah.
What, reboot it? You know, some good actors in it.
Yeah.
Olivia Munn, you know, I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, that's... What is the point? You know, she's like, oh, it looks like every planet that they go to, they evolve. Okay, so is this supposed to be a reboot? Or is this supposed to be a continuation?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. No. It doesn't. You know, the first Predator, which I watched Predator 1 and 2 and Alien versus Predators movies. I watched those four movies recently. I did not have Predators, the Robert Rodriguez one that takes place in the future off planet to watch. But, like, you know, the first one, it's in the jungle. The second one, it's in the concrete jungle. You know, Alien vs. Predator, the first one is in the Arctic. So, you know, and then the second one takes place in that town that they end up nuking at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So where do they get this history for this trailer that this woman seems to have? I mean, I realize we haven't seen the movie yet, but I went from being excited to watch this movie in the theaters to like going, Redbox?
Yeah.
Home video?
Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not that impressed.
A movie that I had no idea was coming out. And I had seen the trailer, and then you shared it with me before I could share it with you. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to go see that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Rami Malek.
Looks
as
awesome.
Freddie Mercury. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
That's really awesome.
If you haven't seen the Bohemian Rhapsody trailer, do yourself a favor. Go pause us. Go watch it.
Yes.
You know this movie is going to have an amazing soundtrack.
I was just going to say, you know, we see these movies, we're like, oh, that's a good soundtrack. This is going to have the greatest frigging soundtrack.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Even the trailer alone does a mashup of some of their biggest hits.
Oh, certainly does, yes.
Oh, that's where the operatic part comes in. Like the guy, he's talking about Bohemian Rhapsody, and he's like, goes on forever. It's like 6.5 minutes. I feel sorry for your wife if you think 6.5 minutes is forever.
But when they show him later, older, with the short hair and the mustache,
yeah,
and everything, like from, I mean, I can't wait to see this.
Yes.
It looks great.
Yes.
It looks awesome. It looks awesome.
I saw a new trailer for YouTube Red show.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. YouTube Red costs $10 a month.
It's, I don't want to spend $10 to watch Cobra Kai.
No.
By the way.
Even though it has been renewed for a second season.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is awesome. And you know, the episodes are half an hour long.
Yep.
So that's cool. But still.
So this one was, it's called Impulse.
Yeah.
And the basic premise that I caught from it was that this girl can teleport. But when she teleports, it's because she's having a seizure.
Well, that's not a handy power.
This is the premise that they wrote.
Yeah.
Impulse follows 16-year-old Henrietta, a.k.a. Henry, who discovers she has the ability to teleport. The first time she realizes this, she is in a truck with her high school's golden boy, who tries to rape her. She has a seizure and teleports, in the course of which she inadvertently crushes him, leaving him a paraplegic.
Okay.
Yeah. Seems like an interesting concept. They haven't done anything yet to sell me on paying $10 a month for YouTube Red.
No, they haven't. Not for $10 a month.
No. If it was $3 a month, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'd lay that down. Just,
yeah, absolutely.
But when I think about streaming services and stuff, no. $10 a month for that. Like, I'm going to pay $10 a month for Hulu.
Right.
Absolutely. Think about everything you get with Hulu.
Oh, exactly. Or even, you know, Netflix.
Netflix.
You know.
Amazon Prime.
It's just the reason why we haven't watched. It's going up to $120.
Yeah.
Same reason why
that's
we have
$10 a month.
Yeah, that's true. Same reason why we haven't watched Star Trek Discovery, because we're not going to spend $10 a month for CBS All Access.
Right, to watch that one
for
show.
For that one show, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they're going to release Cobra Kai on DVD at some point. If I'm going to spend $10 on it, I'd rather spend, you know, $15 and get the season. At least I have the show for it. You know,
right.
Like, I recently, there's a promotion in the United Kingdom called Evolve.
Yeah.
Sorry, not Evolve. That's in the States. Progress.
Okay.
And they just had their Super Strong Style 16 tournament. It's a 3-day tournament. So I subscribed to 1 month of Progress at $7.49 so I could watch those three shows.
Yep.
Because it's cheaper than if I were to buy them on DVD. And I can watch everything else they have on there for that 1 month. So it's worth it for me to spend that on the 1 month.
Right.
Because it's, to me, it's different, though, than spending $10 a month on YouTube Red for one show.
Right.
Yeah. Anyways, another trailer I saw, I think I shared it with you, and I'm kind of excited about this. It looks great. Black Klansman.
Yes.
So written and directed by Spike Lee, based on a book by Ron Stallworth, which is kind of a true story of how they infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan back in the late 70s.
Now, normally I hear Spike Lee and I'm like, it's going to be way heavy handed. And
this looks like a 1970s movie that involves, but it's not a blaxploitation flick. Or an homage to them either.
Well, he worked with Jordan Peele on a lot of this.
Yes.
Which I appreciate.
Absolutely. You know? I'm a fan of his.
Yes.
But anyways, basically, you know, Ron Stallworth is the main character. He's a black police detective who calls up like David Duke's like office line or whatever. And basically he's like, talks about how he hates white black people.
I love the rant that he goes on, and they turn around and look at him like, what the hell?
And then Adam Driver's character is basically Ron Stallworth's the voice over the phone, who gets in, you know, verbally, and then Adam Driver has to now pull it off in person as the white guy.
It's like the most fucked up racist Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yes, basically, yeah. It looks fantastic.
Yep.
So I'm pretty excited about that.
I'll check that one out.
Jumping into some news real quick about a bunch of shows.
Mm.
Rick and Morty got renewed for 70 episodes.
70. Dude,
and there's only 31 that's out. Like,
from basically 10 per season.
Dude, from 2013 to 2018, that's 5 years, they've released 31 episodes.
Yeah.
It's now been renewed for 70 more for an undetermined amount of seasons.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's awesome. Because when season three ended, they said that they didn't know if there was going to be a season four. You know,
yeah.
Both Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland were like, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network hasn't picked us up. This might be the end. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, it's not just 70. Here's another season, but 70 episodes. Holy shit. I am so fucking stoked for that.
Stand Against Evil was renewed, but we don't have a return date.
It's okay. It was renewed.
Santa Clarita Diet was renewed, but no return date. You sent me the trailer for it, but CBS is doing the Magnum P.I. flick TV show.
Yep.
But he doesn't have a mustache, so what the fuck's wrong with him?
It looks really different.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I remember. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch the trailer, no. Okay. I saw the image of him, and I'm like, where's the stash? I know it takes place in Hawaii.
Yep.
Because was originally Magnum
P.I. Higgins is a woman.
Oh, okay.
Basically, he's this thrill-seeking kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's a private investigator, and he's got this team of guys who are like ex-Navy SEAL and ex-Delta Ops and blah, blah, blah. And they're all buddy-buddies, and then one of them gets killed.
Yeah.
And he wants to investigate it, and the local cops are like, no, you're a private investigator. Go F yourself. And he's like, I'm going to investigate this. And,
does it take place in Hawaii still?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's got the red car.
It's probably going to be doubled with Hawaii 5-0.
Yep. And it'll probably go on forever. Because it's got a sexy leading man.
I don't think I'm interested.
I might check it out in the beginning. I'm not. There's no draw for me there.
Yeah. It's kind of hilarious, though, that like Hawaii Five-0 and Magnum P.I. were a thing back in the 70s and 80s, and they doubled up, and now here we are again.
Speaking of which, Murphy Brown.
Yes, I saw that. Now, I had no idea that was coming back.
I didn't either.
Like, there's all these shows returning. Like, you know, X-Files came back for a couple seasons, and apparently they're done.
Yeah. Gillian Anderson's flipping them off, basically. Yeah.
Roseanne's come back.
Yeah.
Now it's got renewed for another season. Will and Grace came back.
Yep.
You know, Gilmore Girls came back for the movies. And now, you know,
Murphy Brown's
coming back.
With a little mockumentary.
I saw that trailer. It was hilarious because, like, you had... Okay, first of all, the Peppy Blonde. What's her name?
Oh, yeah.
Frank Fontana looks older. Then the executive Niles looks older. Murphy Brown looks older. I'm sure, like, the older guy, I don't know if that actor's dead or not. I didn't look it up, but they didn't show him in there.
The guy who owns the bar?
No, that's Frank.
Going to say he's dead.
Right, and his sister or whatever, wife is
Tyne Daly.
Yeah. But no, the guy that played the co-anchor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't see him in there.
Yeah, but.
I think he is dead, actually.
But the girl.
Faith Ford,
whatever, yeah.
Doesn't look any older.
She looks the same.
Yeah.
Like, when she came out, I was like, holy, like, everyone looks older.
Yep.
She really doesn't.
And it was cool the way that the trailer was done, like a mockumentary. And basically, they're just like, I left for a while because of this, or I left because of this. And you've seen the clips of the show, and you're like, I remember that.
I used to watch it.
Yeah.
In first run and syndication later on reruns.
And it was so controversial, some of the stuff they did.
Oh, my God.
Making fun of Dan Quayle.
Yeah.
Giving birth on TV.
Well, Dan Quayle, like, ripped the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then he goes, and then we had an election. Trump. And now we're back. So, I don't know. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm curious.
Yep.
It looks great.
What they say it was, like, 10 seasons, 36 Emmy nods, 18 wins.
Oh, no. It was, like, 63 Emmy nods, 18 wins.
Yeah.
So, Last Man Standing's been brought back by Fox.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't either.
Brooklyn 99 was canceled, then picked up by NBC.
Which is awesome.
So I wonder if it's going to maintain its zaniness or if it's going to change.
Have you watched Brooklyn 99?
No.
I think that you would like it. It's a show. It's a half-hour show.
Yeah.
And it's in the vein of a Scrubs type of thing or How I Met Your Mother kind of thing.
I mean, I think I've seen clips, but I don't think I've ever watched a whole episode.
I think you would really like it. I enjoy the shit out of that show. It's super enjoyable. Check it out. Honestly, check it out for a half an hour comedy show. I think the episodes are up on Hulu, like the first 5-6 seasons, whatever.
Okay, I'll check it out maybe. Yep. The CW opted to not move forward with Wayward Sisters, the spinoff.
Instead, they're doing, what is it, Legacies? It's like a spinoff of The Originals, which was a spinoff of
Vampire Diaries. Yeah, okay.
iZombie's getting another season. They're getting a fifth season, and it'll be their final season.
Yes, fifth and final.
Yep, which is nice. I always love it when they give them a
heads up. Remember the series Sense8 that was on Netflix, how we didn't really care for it?
Yep.
well, it got canceled, but they're giving it a wrap-up movie. Yep. I like it when they do that. They did that with the first season, the original CSI. It was canceled, but they gave it a wrap-up movie. Yep. So this is a bunch of shows that were canceled. Last Man on Earth.
Yeah, good.
Alex, Inc., no surprise, that was the shits. Rise.
Screaming runny shits.
Yeah, Rise. Yeah,
I canceled my series recording on that as soon as I heard it.
The Crossing, Inception, Taken, The Exorcist.
Yep.
Designated.
I didn't even realize The Exorcist
was still on. Yeah. Designated Survivor.
Yep.
12 Monkeys.
But they're getting their final season.
Yes.
They knew that this was
coming. But it's going to be Girl Boss, which is a show I watched on Netflix that they canceled.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
The Expanse was canceled, which I've heard people mad about. I've heard not. I still want to check it out, but it's not online. Like, I can't watch the first season.
Like I said, I watched the first half of the first season and just couldn't get into it.
Lucifer.
I'm still waiting to see if the CW picks it up.
Now, Rude went on a rant about how that show ended. Did you watch the last episode yet?
Yeah, and I told him that, you know, I agree that with the last episode of the season, you know, they open it up. Basically, this is spoilers, everybody, but basically what happens is he finally has it out with Cain and tells him he's going to hell, but he does it with so much rage and passion that, well, first in the middle of the fight, Cain tries to shoot the detective.
Oh,
and
Rude with all this.
You know, his wings sprout and he flies her up to the rooftop. And then at the very end, she comes downstairs and she sees him in his devil face. He doesn't realize his devil face is back.
Yeah.
And she sees it. She's like, it's all true. It's all been true. And like I said to Rude in a message, I was like, yes, I agree. They could go a lot of different directions. However, I also, if they were going to continue it, would not put it past them to basically have her be like, you know, oh, I was too traumatized. I don't believe anything that I saw. Or, you know, have her pass out when she wakes up. Oh, must have been imagining things.
So, here's a bunch of shows that were renewed or upcoming.
Okay.
The Toys That Made Us Season 2 comes May 25th.
I'm so excited. I've been waiting for that for a while.
So, Arrested Development. Yep. Now,
weird.
So it's not a new season. There's a new season coming later this year or early next year. However, season 4, which came out in 2013, which I can't believe was 5 years ago
now,
the creator recut the season and he's calling it Arrested Development Season 4 Remix Fateful Consequences, in which he's going to present the season's story in chronological order as opposed to how it was originally broadcast. And now it's going to be 22 episodes instead of, I think, 16 or something.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. Yep. That dropped on May 3rd, but there is a fifth season coming later this year.
Right.
Luke Cage Season 2 comes out June 22nd.
Yep.
Looks like it's only 8 episodes. Daredevil Season 3 is supposed to come out sometime this year. Iron Fist Season 2 is supposed to come out sometime this year, 2018. And then The Punisher and Jessica Jones were picked up for additional seasons. There's no word on those. Mr. Robot was renewed, but there's no return date.
Right. It's usually a summer show, but I think last time it was like end of summer, beginning of fall.
But there's no return date. I don't even know if it's in production or what's going on with it. Black Mirror season is renewed for another season, but next year probably.
No.
Okay, so American Horror Story Season 8 is set in October 2019. It literally takes place 18 months after Season 7.
Hmm.
So when Season 7 ended, 18 months later, we're getting this one. But the theme hasn't been released, and the release date hasn't been released. So, if it's supposed to take place in the future, though, I would assume it's coming out this October, which is 2018.
Yeah.
But anyways. Glow. 10-episode Season 2 comes out June 29th. Stranger Things Season 3 is only going to be 8 episodes. Production already began, so I'm guessing this October.
Yep.
Midnight Texas got renewed for a second season.
Interesting.
Yeah, back in February.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, no, I think it comes out next February.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Then Orange and the New Black was renewed for Season 6 and 7.
That's still going on?
Yeah, but there's no word on when those are going to come out, but that was renewed last year for those.
Weird.
The Orville is not coming back till 2019.
I'm not surprised.
I can't wait for it, though. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Preacher Season 3 comes out June 24th.
Cool.
10 episodes this season. And You're the Worst, the fifth and final season's coming out sometime in 2018. So they're good. But at least they're getting that final season.
Yes. Yep. Once again, I really like it when that happens.
And finally, on my news front, 13 Reasons Why Season 2 came out May 18th.
Yeah, I don't care.
I watched the first two episodes.
Yep.
So, all right. The first season was driven by the tapes that the girl who killed herself left. And each episode is there's 13 episodes because there's 13 tapes. And each episode you're learning the part of the story from the new tape. That was the draw. This season, there's something to do with Polaroid pictures. It doesn't have the same draw that the first season did. This is more about the, so far what I've seen, more about the trial. It's when I watched the first season, the concept and the story kept me going to want to watch it. Watching the second season after the first two episodes, I was just like, it didn't do a whole lot for me. There is a big PSA at the beginning of the first one about suicide, and this show is entertainment purposes, but if you know a friend and it's supposed to be educational or blah, blah, blah. But mostly it's about, like, there's some court scenes in these first two episodes where basically Hannah's like, well, the lawyer that's for the school in the town is basically like, well, I mean, didn't Hannah really bring this on herself? Like, isn't she kind of a slut? Wasn't she a bully? Like, they didn't say, like, her killing herself was a good thing, but, like, all the thing that the mother's trying to say the school did or didn't do to protect her. And that's a big turnoff. Like, a tremendous turnoff. Like,
yeah,
beating up on a dead girl.
Yeah.
How are you getting people to watch this? So I don't have – unless something changes, I don't have strong feelings that this second season is gonna do any good.
You know, now that you mentioned that, I forgot to mention earlier when we were talking about shows, I finished – the first season of Lost in Space.
Oh, you did?
Yep. Did you ever go past episode 5?
I have not. I've heard I should.
Well, so what I'm gathering, and enough time has passed for everybody else, what I'm gathering is that you didn't like the fact that it's supposed to be Lost in Space, and
they're not in a space.
Colony of people.
Yes.
There's like a dozen or so people that are all on this planet.
Yeah, that was a big turnoff.
Yep. No. You should keep watching it.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
The only thing that I really didn't like about this show, and it really sounds petty, but it's Parker Posey.
Someone else said the same thing.
I hate Parker Posey. I've never liked her as an actress. Something about her really, it's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Yeah.
And she plays in this the worst kind of villain, in my opinion. Okay? She's not a megalomaniac. She's not a vicious killer. She is the weasel. She is the one who insinuates herself into the village, basically.
Yep.
You know, the group of people. And then just when someone's about to catch her, she comes up with some weaselly way to get out of it. You know, she weasels her way over here. Yeah. She weasels her way. I hate that kind of villain. That is the worst. And they work. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's a bad writing mechanism. I just really hate that particular kind of villain. The one who doesn't set themselves apart. They're like a parasite. They're in the family. They're in the group.
Yeah.
And you want them gone. You want them to be off on a mountaintop plotting to take over the world. But no, they're right there. And they're fucking shit up. And they're being an asshole. And then just as you somebody comes along and goes, look you. And they're like, oh, well, I was confused. I didn't do it. Oh. And everyone goes, oh, well, we can't fucking nail them on it. So we got to let them stick around.
Yeah, that is infuriating.
It's very infuriating. But seriously, I will say two things. One, keep watching it.
Okay.
Watch the last 5. See if you change your mind. And two, I feel like this season was a setup for the real show. Like this was almost like the prologue kind of thing.
Okay.
So if that gives you any more hope.
It does, actually. It does.
But yeah, check it out. Because
the other people that told me I should keep watching it and trust their opinions on things.
I don't blame you because that person told me to keep watching it too.
Yeah.
And I went,
Yeah. Okay. If you're saying it, I will.
Okay.
That's kind of the end of my rapid fire news things. We have a few more trailers that we shared with each other.
Yes.
I guess we could talk about.
And a couple of them that we didn't.
Mile 22.
Mile 22.
Now, my big excitement for this one is, and I can't remember the whole concept, it's a Mark Wahlberg action flick.
And they're basically the best of the best of the best with honors.
Yeah, and there's a guy who's Iko Uwais, who is a, I can't remember his ancestry, but he's from not Hong Kong or China or whatever, Japan. He's an Asian actor, though.
Yep.
He's either Thailand or Philippines or something like that. Anyways. I enjoy him. I think it's Ty. I enjoy him in, like, he was in The Raid Redemption, The Raid 2. Marin Tao. I mean, he's been in a few movies over there, and he is an unbelievably awesome action fighter. And I keep waiting for him to get his American movie that's going to launch him over here, and this is it.
Yeah.
It's some big action
explosion. They're ghosts, I think it is.
Yeah, but
it's like they're black ops.
They're trying to protect him from – he's like turning state's evidence, or he's turning on his country. Or
yeah.
It's not like he's a traitor, but he's just like he witnessed something that was wrong.
Bad guys want him dead. I'm just going to look it up. Yeah.
An elite American intelligence officer tries to secretly move a police officer with sensitive information out of a foreign country.
Yeah, he's a cop who knows all about the corruption that's going on in the police district.
Right.
And they want to get him out.
Iguyue is an Indonesian actor.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And they need to get 22 miles away.
Yes.
That's the only place where the ship can pick them up, right. The plane, whatever.
But he's awesome in that. Like I'm a big fan of his. I enjoyed him in Marin Tao, The Raid. The Raid 2, he was in a movie called Headshot, and then he was just in Beyond Skyline, the Netflix flick, which didn't really do anything to help launch him. I mean, he was good in it, but, like, you didn't get to really see his fighting scenes. The trailer, the Smile 22 trailer, you really get to see him fighting some people.
And it's got Mark Wahlberg and Maggie from Walking Dead.
Yeah, and it's also got Ronda Rousey's in it.
Yeah.
And then this movie called Kin? Did you watch the trailer?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I'm interested.
It's Dennis Quaid and Zoe Kravitz.
Yes.
And, excuse me. Comes out, James Franco's also is in it. Comes out this August. I don't know, looked kind of neat.
Yeah. It wasn't neat enough that I remember what it was about. I just remember thinking,
that's a released cool. Ex-con and his younger brother are forced to go on the run from a vengeful criminal and a pair of otherworldly soldiers who have to defend themselves by using a mysterious weapon of an unknown origin.
Oh, yeah. It's like...
Yeah, he found an alien gun.
Alien gun, yeah.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to share?
Deadly Class.
That looks good.
That looks really good. Adaptation of a comic book. Sci-fi is getting it. It's one of those I almost wish that like HBO or Showtime was getting it, because you know that the graphic novel is way more bloody and deadly and everything filled, but it looks pretty damn good. Preparatory school underground for psychos and killers. They train assassins, basically. And it's literally under the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah.
And it looks very stylized, and it's going to be cool. I'm really looking forward to that one.
You also shared with me Night Flyers.
Which one was that?
It's the one with Gretchen Mol. It's a sci-fi fic. It's going to be on the Sci-Fi Channel. It's a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
It's from George R. R. Martin. Wrote
That's right.
Novellas back in the mid-80s or some shit.
And the trailer shows absolutely nothing. Like, you have no idea what's going on, just people inside of a building.
But it looks cool.
Yeah.
The trailer looks cool. Watch the trailer.
And they're banking on George R. R. Martin's.
You know, that really did – the George R. R. Martin name on it did nothing for me.
Right. Yeah, I was like, oh, great. So it's going to be long-winded?
Right.
There was a movie that I saw a preview for called Searching. And I don't know that I'll actually watch it in – I know I won't watch it in theaters. I don't know if I'll watch it like maybe when it comes to HBO or something. It's one of those interesting ones because the whole movie takes place from a computer screen.
Yeah.
Like the camera's inside the computer screen looking out. And John Cho plays a dad whose daughter has disappeared, and he's trying to find her. So he's going online and trying to talk to her friends, trying to talk to people that she might have known, trying to look into her history. And the more he digs up, the more he realizes he didn't know his daughter at all. And she hadn't been going to school and this. And people are like, you don't know her. And then people start turning on him and thinking he did it. No. But again, like the whole thing is told with the camera behind the computer screen looking out. So it's not like, you know, we follow him around in his day-to-day life. This is all what's happening while he's online. So, looks interesting.
That sounds cool. Yeah. You had shared with me the trailer for Hotel Artemis, and I had seen that trailer when I went and saw Super Troopers, I think.
Oh, so I saw it with Deadpool, too.
So. Okay. It reminds me of the hotel from the John Wick movies.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah. Except it's a little bit more rundown.
Yep.
Movie takes place in the future.
It's got Jodie Foster, who looks a lot more rundown.
Yes, she does. But wow. Jodie Foster plays the woman who runs the secret hospital for criminals.
Yep. You have to use your thumbprint to prove that you work there.
Yes.
And they basically get in there. Sterling Brown.
Yeah.
Randall from This Is Us. starts off by stealing from a bank, and there's one guy there, and he's like, oh, I like your pen, and he takes the pen. The guy's like, you don't want to take that.
Right.
And it turns out that it belongs to the Wolf King.
Right.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yes.
And it's like a secret, you know, there's a compartment in there that houses all these diamonds, like $18 million worth of rare diamonds.
Right.
And so they're coming to the hotel to take it back, and Jodie Foster's like, oh, that's against the rules.
Yeah, we have, and basically he's like, fuck your rules.
Yeah. And it's Jeff Goldblum, so he makes it sound fashionable when he does.
Yes. Zachary Quinto's in it.
Yes.
Charlie Day's in it.
Which I'm like, what?
Dave Bautista's in it.
Yep. And I can't remember her name, but the one from Kingsman.
Yep.
Little ninja girl.
I like that. Okay, so
there's Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
See this tag? Do you see this name badge?
He plays an orderly for the hospital, and basically, like, there's rules. And he's like,
one of the rules is you don't insult the staff.
Yes.
And that's what he's going off about.
But, like, he goes out to do something, and there's, like, all these people around. He's like, no, you don't touch me.
Yeah.
That's not how this works.
Right.
So he looks good in it.
Yeah, they were, like, armored cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really want to see it.
It looks great, but it reminds me of the hotel from John Wick.
Yes.
Oh! And then all I saw was an image of John Wick 3.
Yeah.
2019.
Yep.
Basically, he's got his head start.
Yep.
He's got to go. And so it's just an image of him. I cannot wait to watch that. That's going to be amazing.
Because nowhere, he can't go anywhere.
He's just got to kill a bunch of people.
While trying to find some kind of safe harbor.
To do. And another trailer you shared with me right around the same time I also watched it was Happy Time Murders. Oh my God, I cannot wait.
It's from Jim Henson's Muppet Company.
Yes.
Like, this is not just puppets.
You know that?
This is not just, I remember reading it.
Brian Henson directed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy.
It's like what happens when the kids aren't around or something like that. The Red Band trailer, they drop a lot of fuck bombs.
Yes.
Bombs, I mean.
And the one little puppet, he's like, 50 cents, I'll suck your dick.
Yeah.
She's like, that's good.
Like I have a dick.
And she's like, that's a good price. Makes me wish I had a dick. Oh, that's a yes to me. And she like knocks him out.
And then, I mean, there's sex in it. There's
John McHale in it.
There's one puppet ejaculating silly string, it looks
oh
like.
Oh, my God. Over the top. It just keeps going.
It looks phenomenal.
Oh, the Happy Time Murders
is going
to be amazing.
I cannot wait to watch this. I mean, it's directed by Brian Henson.
Yep.
And when they're doing the trailers, like, brought to you from the director of, and it's like, Muppet Treasure Island.
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Muppets Tonight. Bill Beretta, the guy that's voicing Phil Phillips.
Yes.
The PI guy. I love his voice.
And what a creepy looking puppet he is too, because it's like like he's got this short torso and then those long ass human legs.
Yep, it just looks great. It just looks awesome.
Oh yes, it does.
I'm loving it.
I can't wait for it.
I mean, I wanted to watch it before that trailer, but now, like,
yeah, I remember we were talking about the concept
more.
Of it.
Yes, even more.
Yep.
So I watched that Charm trailer that you shared with me, and my thought was, God, this is way too long.
Yeah, it was like they pretty much put the first episode up
there. It was way too long, and it didn't make me want to watch it. It made me actually go, oh, okay.
So here's how I described it to somebody, because I was trying to run it down. They're taking the story after Shannen Doherty left the show. So they're doing the two sisters, and then the third sister, who nobody knew she was a sister.
But
the page math.
But when Shannen Doherty left the show, they were already the charmed ones. They knew they had magic.
Right.
They don't know they have magic.
Right.
Yeah.
But Deadpool 2 unseats Infinity War.
Already?
Well, just it opened to 133 million.
And
Infinity War's on, what, its sixth week or something?
Yeah.
So it just knocked it off the first
time. Oh, just for the weekend. Just, I thought, like, the record or something.
Right? No.
Holy shit.
So, basically, yeah, I get what you're saying. So, it's an amalgamation of the original. Because in this one, they don't know that they're witches.
Okay.
And then they get this mysterious second sister because their mom dies. You know, and that happened in the original Charm series, but it was off screen and it was just kind of talked about. In this one, you actually see it. Like, mom.
Oh, yeah.
Face plants down on the
walkway. They give it away. Yeah. She's definitely dead.
And so now you've got these two sisters who are like, oh, what are we going to do? And then this girl shows up and she's like, hey, I think I'm your sister. Look, I got a picture of my mother, who's your mother, holding me in front of this house.
Yeah. And then fancy Leo shows up.
Yeah. Yeah, he reminded me more of Giles from the Buffy series than Leo.
It doesn't do anything to make me want to watch it.
No,
I just want to see
because it. The visuals look better.
Yep.
The power visuals look better.
Sure.
I could not, unless I was a genealogist,
yep.
I could not tell you the national origins of the three daughters.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to pick out.
Like, I was not sure if they were Latin or Hispanic or Indian or black or what.
Right.
They seemed very amalgamated. And it's being hailed as a feminist show, which I thought the original Charmed was all about girl power.
It is.
Was all about female empowerment. Aside from the fact that they wore skimpy outfits at times.
Okay, so it was I enjoyed the first three seasons of that show, I think. Uh-huh. I think once Shannon Doherty left is when I stopped enjoying it, when they brought in Rose McGowan. And then the later seasons became, what's the smallest amount of tight leather we can put them in?
Right.
Even the episode where they made them dress in superhero costumes.
Yeah.
Like, it became, like, at that time you would think, when that came out my age, it'd be the perfect thing I'd want to view.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm Melissa Milano, and tight leather pants bending over is pretty amazing.
Or as a mermaid
with
just scales covering her boobies.
Right, right. But it actually ruined the show for me.
Yeah.
It made me not want to watch it because it took such a hard left turn from the first few seasons, which were really good.
Which were about witchcraft.
Yes, and were very, very good. So, anyways.
So, yeah, I'm not going to be protesting this show.
Right.
It didn't do anything for me. It didn't make me want to watch it.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, the trailer was too long. It's like they put the whole first episode in there. And the powers look cooler this time around.
Yep.
But whatever.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Madeline Mantock, she plays the eldest half-sister.
Yep.
She's British. She's 27 years old. It doesn't say anything about her heritage.
Wow.
Melanie Diaz, who plays the middle sister.
Yeah.
She's Puerto Rican descent. She's 34 years old.
Seriously?
Yeah. She's 34 years old. Like, weren't these... I'm sorry. They seem to be just out of high school on the show.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano was the baby of the group, and she was in her first year of college.
Yeah. Sarah Jeffrey as Maggie Vera.
Yeah.
A bubbly college freshman, is 22.
Wow.
And she's from Canada. And it doesn't say. So
interesting.
But yeah, the middle-aged sister is apparently, according to Wikipedia, is 34 years old, unless, you know, someone messed it up.
If I'm not mistaken, that was the same way with the original Charm, because Holly Marie Combs was a lot older than the others. Now you're going to look it up.
I am, but they also have different names. They're not the Hallowell sisters.
No.
No.
Well, I suppose that's good.
The two youngest have last name Vera, and then the oldest, like, half-sister's last name is Vaughn.
Hmm. Are they all, like, Piper, Prue, and Phoebe? Like, all P's?
Macy, Melanie, and Maggie.
Oh.
So M's. Holly Marie Combs is 44, so she's only 10 years older than the actress that's playing her version. Shannon Doherty is 47, so she was actually older.
She was the older. Okay.
Melissa Milano is 45. So actually, Holly Marie Combs was the youngest.
The youngest? Holy crap. Damn.
Holly Marie Combs is older than all of them.
I really thought she was.
At least they were all close in age. And at the time when the show came out, you know, 20 years ago, it reflected the age of their characters, their real ages or whatever. But yeah.
Now, did you hear that they're doing a new Thundercats show?
No.
Yes. Cartoon Network is going to do it.
Okay.
It's going to be called Thundercats Roar.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm going to show you the image for Thundercats Roar, and you tell me what your thoughts are.
That's fucking garbage.
Yes. That is complete fucking garbage.
That is a tremendous amount of garbage.
Anybody, go right out there. Go right now and Google Thundercats Roar and look at the image for it. And tell me that that is not fucking blasphemous and sacrilege.
A tremendous amount of garbage.
Yeah. To take a beloved franchise like Thundercats and turn it into that.
Did you hear that Lando Calrissian's getting his own movie?
No, but I'm not surprised.
like, the movie hasn't even come out yet. And just based on what, you know, what they've seen or whatever, they like Donald Glover's Lando Calrissian so much, he's getting his own flick.
Yeah. Really, I'm not surprised.
Doesn't surprise me. What are you laughing at now?
Just the bottom line of that message.
Do you have any history of heart attack or angina?
No.
Nah, I don't have a vagina.
No, the...
Oh.
Yeah.
What a gangerism. Phenomenal. No one will understand that who's listening. Do you have anything else, dude?
I don't believe that I do. I'm looking at my notes, and I think that's about it.
That definitely covers everything that I had. So I guess we can surmise that we're done.
Yeah, I think that's a good summation.
Cool. All right, well, you can find us on the Twitter machine. I'm at SuperstarML.
I'm at the Quantum Geek G33K.
The show is at What Did You Watch? Facebook is What Did You Watch This Week? And, hey, thanks for listening.
Yes, and thanks for also listening.
I stole your line.
You did.
After 111 episodes, I made it mine.